B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Okay, Meredith, this is Deep Thoughts with Moms right now, because I had this thought over the last couple of days that I want to share with you. And I'm so thankful that we are going back to how things were.
Yeah.
Let me explain.
Finally.
Yes, finally. So the other day, my stomach started to hurt. You know, I just was like upset. I kind of felt like I was going to throw up.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
Just a rumbling, you know, nauseous kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it went on for maybe 3 hours. And then I drank some ginger ale, kind of settled down. Still went out to dinner. Like, we were actually meeting friends to go out to dinner. So I wasn't going to, I was like, Doug, my tummy hurts, but I'll just get ginger ale and I should be fine. Power through it. All of a sudden it hit me when we're like halfway through dinner. I'm like, I was starting to feel better. I was like, oh my gosh, if this was 6 months ago.
Yeah. Oh my Lord.
I would have been like, tummy rumbling, COVID.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the ICU
soon. WebMD.
WebMD.
Yes. What,
because nausea was every symptom is a symptom of COVID, allegedly. And then also I would be like, oh my gosh, I got to go get a test. I can't go be around people.
I can't back to work without a test.
No, I'm going to kill all the, you know, all the old people at the restaurant are going to die because of me.
Right. No, like, these are the real thoughts that you have when you're just during that time.
100%. Seriously.
I'm going to injure my family. I have babies to take care of, and it just snowballs. Yeah.
We've been like that for 2 years. That's insanity.
It's exhausting.
And comparing the simple feeling of, I got a tummy ache, I need to push through, to this, it's like, how did we do that? That was such a head trip. We were, you know, in some ways justifiably, and in some ways, you know, we had to do it, but that's hard on you mentally. And then even with my children, you know, they came up with a couple sniffles here and there of the
and like every kid.
Yes.
Because they all go to school together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no stress. And then I'm talking to my pediatrician. Hey, you know, she's got this symptom or that symptom. You know, what should I do? When should she go to school? When is it safe? And he goes, well, she's had it. And that means she's already been contagious with it prior to having it.
Yeah.
And this is all going to run through their school anyway. So go ahead.
Buckle up and let's keep it pushing.
Completely opposite of what has been happening. Like, oh, sniffles.
Yep.
Keep your kid in quarantine for 14 days, please.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe
and you've
we
been
went through
all
that. I know. Yeah, when I took my daughter to the doctor, she was like, oh my gosh, you know, because I always ask how the doctors are doing after they're done with their assessment. I'm like, by the way, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's refreshing for, they're like, oh my goodness, thank you for asking. And our doctor was like, it's so crazy. Now I'm actually seeing people come in with like normal stuff, like a rash, and they don't know what to do with this. And I just give them like hydrocortisone cream or something.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm like, that must be, I mean, nice and refreshing. And she's like, it's just a night and day difference from where we were.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Because everything before was just COVID.
Hit the alarm.
Yeah.
Panic.
Yeah, exactly. And then you don't want to infect everybody. But yeah, it's pretty cool to see, especially right now. My kids haven't been sick in a little bit.
Good.
Knock on wood. It happens all the time, though. We share sicknesses constantly. But especially during spring break, and a lot of people are out right now and about and doing a lot of things, and they don't know what to do with their kids. By
right.
Have you noticed that?
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Great point. People are out and about. They're like, oh, what do we do again? How do we socialize again?
Yes, yes.
What kind of activities do we like?
Right. Should we go to the aquarium? Should we not? It's going to be too packed or this or that or the
zoo. I'm finding things are packed.
Yes.
Because everyone's like spring fever.
Right. To get the hell out of the house.
Times 10.
And by the way, you may have already known this because, you know, we both do this for a living. But did you know that like everybody's spring break is all at the same time?
Yeah.
High school, middle school, elementary school, colleges around this area. It's all happening at the same time. So if you're going someplace, it's going to be probably super packed. And everything is packed right now, even if you want to go to a restaurant around the Tampa Bay area. But besides that, it's kind of cool. I have the option, however, to keep my kids in school during certain holidays like spring break. And I'm definitely doing that.
Right.
I'm paying for them to go to school during spring break when they should probably be spending more time with us. But we just moved into a house and I have all these boxes everywhere and I'm exhausted by the time I'm done working.
Right.
I don't want to go home and start unpacking. I need a refresh and then I can start unpacking.
I know.
I mean, maybe I feel a little guilty about that, but I'm paying for them to go to school a little bit extra days.
It's so crazy. I mean, this is just exclusive to what you and I go through with this particular schedule. And yes. As we talk about all the time, there are good things and bad things. But yesterday, for example, I didn't have to do the early part of my schedule.
Oh my God, life changing.
Right, because the morning show was off.
Right.
And so I just come home and I'm like zippity doodon around the house, yep. doing all the stuff. Doug's like, do you need your nap? I'm like, no, I'm a normal person today.
And you feel good, right?
Yes.
You feel good today because you had like your first day kind of getting a normal schedule, let's say.
Well, it's just this sounds silly, but it's like when you're exhausted, and all moms and parents go through this because life is exhausting and balancing it all. But when you're just completely exhausted, simple tasks like organizing, unpacking, right. like you're trying to do.
Just will put me out.
They become overwhelming and cumbersome. But if you're well rested, it's like,
I can attack the day.
Relaxing.
Even like organizing was an enemy to me. But yesterday I woke up after like a little bit of a nap, which is what I genuinely did to survive on. And I just started emptying out like all these boxes. Anthony walked in and he was like, oh my God, there's like 8 huge boxes you just emptied. And I'm like, yeah, go get some scissors. You're breaking them down. I'm doing this. Make sure you take advantage, because I needed like a mental break for a few days after we had family in town. So, but you know what it's like moving and unpacking and everything. It's exhausting. So I'm trying to take advantage of the fact that it's spring break time and the kids are, you know, not supposed to be in school, but they are. So we can kind of, you know, finish our life, I guess, a little bit.
You strike me as the very organized type in your household.
Yeah, I would say if it was like,
I mean,
on a scale of 100, I would say 85.
Okay. It's always chaos because
it's always going to be a mess.
Right. But you seem like your standard is high and your thought process is like organized in it.
So let me tell you about me in middle school and high school and college. I was disgusting. You could not see the bottom of my floor in high school. My mom, like, she would end up having someone clean the house every month or every other week, whatever. And my punishment was, you're not allowed to go in there and clean and pick up any of her mess, because she wouldn't. And I would refuse. Even in college, when I had my own apartment that I would share with my girlfriends, like, it was still a semi mess. It was only when I started getting my own place. That is the only time in my life when I started to feel responsible for myself. That's when it, like a light bulb, I was immediately clean about everything.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's what the switch.
I mean, I can honestly say that I was a 100% slob, but I was very creative. So they say that about a lot of creative people, especially when they're younger. It's very common. So I'm sure we'll be dealing with this later on in life with our teenagers, right?
Well, it's funny because my thing is, I'm opposite of you, because when I was a kid, I was so anal. And everything in my room and my house, or everything in my room, my closet, had to be perfect.
Really?
Perfect. And now, then as an adult.
Easygoing.
Yes. My house is pretty clean, and I'm kind of an anal retentive, like I'm a straightener, you mm-hmm. know, OCD straightener.
Same.
But my closet and my car are disgusting. And disgusting maybe isn't the right word, but disheveled, disorganized, a mess. My girlfriend, who's been one of my close friends for years and years and years, she got in my car. She walked me in my car the other night and she was like, let me jump in your car with you. I was like, oh, you can't.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, nothing's changed. Good, good. And she's taking a video of it, because she goes, I have to send this to my teenage daughter because this is how she lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah, well,
it'll change, and you hope that it does. Like, people will get like a little bit more organized or cleaner as they get older. But sometimes, well, we live like fast lives, too, and a lot of parents do.
On to the next thing.
Cheerios in the back seat, and I have I had a couple of ants in the back of my car. I guess, of course. Why do you think it was? Not because of me. It's because of my kids' disgusting snacks that they eat, and then it'll fall on the floor. Finally, got the car cleaned twice, and then there was no problem. But if you go in the back seat of my car, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I try
to
clean it as much as I can, but I blame the kids.
Oh, my gosh. There are these things that you can buy. They're called seat savers. Yeah. Have you heard of them?
So
you
it doesn't fall down in between the seats.
I should have done that.
Yeah.
Someone told me that after the fact.
I should, too. But you know we're not going to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.